For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In response to President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, China says it'll impose an additional 25% tariff on 659 U.S. goods worth $50 billion. China analyst Erland Eck says U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will not considerably affect the Chinese economy as long as the U.S. acts alone.
If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. in a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they would be more alarmed.
An editorial in the ruling Communist Party's official People's Daily said the U.S. instigation of a trade war is extremely destructive to global trade. A second sheriff's deputy in Kansas City died early this morning after an inmate overpowered two officers yesterday and may have used one of their guns to shoot them. They were transporting the prisoner across the street from the jail for a court hearing when he overpowered them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As many as 2,000 immigrant children have been separated from their parents over a six-week period, according to Homeland Security. Attorney Jeff Sessions quoted the Bible recently, saying in Romans, Paul says to obey the government's laws, but Episcopalian Bishop Michael Curry says Sessions could use a Bible lesson.
It is not good to separate children from their parents. You don't need rocket science. You don't need a PhD in ethics and philosophy to understand that.
President Donald Trump's former presidential campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is awaiting his trial from behind bars today. Manafort was sent to jail yesterday after a federal judge revoked his bail on charges he faces for money laundering and fraud stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Parkland school shooting survivors held a large rally last night in Chicago. The teens were joined by A-list celebrities and also former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head during an outdoor town hall in 2011.
Protect our children, our students. Let them lead the way.
Giffords called for an end to gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
In his weekly address, President Trump discusses his historic sit-down with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president says there's still a lot of work to be done, but peace is always worth the effort.
Anyone can make war, but only the most courageous can make peace. Our world has seen more than enough conflict. If there's a chance at peace, if there's a chance to end the horrible threat of nuclear conflict, then we must pursue it.
New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone delivered this week's Democratic address. Pallone said the Trump administration is attacking protections for health care customers that was passed in the Affordable Care Act and accused the White House of trying to sabotage the Affordable Care Act through court challenges.
It could also eliminate protections that prevent insurance companies from charging women or anyone between the age of 50 and 64 outrageously high premiums.
Two riders fell more than 30 feet from a roller coaster to a Florida park after it derailed from its track, USA's Wendy King reports.
The Daytona Beach, Florida Fire Department said it had a busy night on Thursday, rescuing 10 riders from the Sandblaster coaster at the Daytona Beach Boardwalk. Firefighters found the coaster dangling from its track and two riders lying injured on the ground after they fell 34 feet. Four other people were sent to the hospital. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said the ride was inspected on Thursday and it was found to be in compliance with the law. They said they're launching an investigation to determine the cause of the accident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.